Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to give God just a little bit of glory. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated you stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic to bring to you today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, dear Heavenly Father, for every one of the callers that call in, dear Heavenly Father. I ask a special blessing and a miracle upon their life today, dear Heavenly Father. Let this show be the show. The program that you would have it to be, not just entertainment and not just a show, but let this word come forth like never before, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is on standing on the promises of God. You know, that's what we have today, is to stand on the promise of God. You know, God is a promise keeper. God knows everything. God is not only out to harm you, God wants to help you. God has plans for you. With God, our future is filled with hope, promises of God's presence. We can live free from the love of money and become more content with what we have. Now, that's a promise. We all need it. Be careful about claiming someone else's promise. The word of God says, "For I know the plans I have for you. Declare the Lord's plans to prosper you and not harm you." God is a good God. He is a good God. You can't be God-given no matter how you try. Oh, we just give God the praise today. Because he is so worthy, he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for this show today and the opportunity. Hold on, someone is trying to get me. I think they stop. I'll call them back. Hallelujah. You know, when we think about the promises of God, in the word of God, we have so many promises God has given to us. When he make a promise, he keep his promise. But when we make a promise, do we keep our promise to God? Or do we renege, or do we fall short, you know, of what he wants us to do? Our three tag words I'll be using throughout the broadcast, and as you've already heard, is promise, keeper, and plan. When we have a plan, we got to stick with the plan. When he say he's going to keep us, he means just what he say. But do we mean what we say when we tell somebody we a keeper, or we have a promise? You know, God stick to his promise. You know, we have, in some of our promises today, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's a promise in Luke 24:49, Act 1 and 4. We have the fullness of life and eternal life found in Hebrews 12:16. It's a lot of promises now. The forgiveness of sin, 1 John 1:9. Then we have the presence of God, which is in Exodus 3:12. Then we have the peace of God, which you'll find in Romans 5:1. These all different things is the promise of God, which is keepers and plan that God has for each and every one of our life. And when you see that and hear that, you can't help but just say, God, I know you have a plan for my life. You know, because of the promise of God's presence, we can live free from the love of all these materialistic things. You know, sometimes you got to be careful about claiming someone else's promise. You need to claim your own promise. Don't get carried away by somebody else, what somebody else got, but be thankful for what God have given you. You know, as I said over in Jeremiah 29:11, the word of God say, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, where we see that is actually a sentence from a letter sent to the Jewish exiles living in Babylonia. The people are told to build houses and settle down, increase in number, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I had carried you into exile. You know, they also warn about not listening to false prophets. You know, here, standing on the promises of God, we got to learn to stand. When God give us a promise, he keep it. No matter how long we think it's coming or how long it have taken, he's going to keep his word. You know, even when 70 years are completed from Babylonia, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to you. Back to this place. The promise was given to those in captivity. They were going to be there for 70 years, and then God would fulfill his plans for them. He didn't stipulate and tell us how long it would be that we would be here, how long it would be that we would get that new house, how long it would be that we would switch job, or we would move, or we would go to another state or go to another country. You have to work with the plan of with the plan that God has for you. You know, this promise is actually even more powerful when we realize the people it was first directed to in the scriptures and the problems they were facing. You know, with that as a brief background, let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Again, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you." And it's telling you about declaring the Lord plans to prosper you, not to harm you. You know, six truths jumps out at me, what I was telling you about earlier. We need to focus on promises that are repeated everywhere in the Bible. And one way, if a promise is universal, is to find the same promise in other places in the Bible. For example, in Joshua 1:5 is a promise to Joshua. It says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." He letting us know, if he was with Moses back then, he's with us now. He haven't forsaken us. He haven't forgot what he had promised you or told you that you was going to get. But are you lining up through the word of God? Are you doing what God have called and commissioned for you to do? You know, he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He meant that. You know, people will walk away from you and leave you and forsake you. But God said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And, you know, when we see that this promise is restated for all believers, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." You know, we got to be willing to accept all God's promises, not just one you like. You know, for example, God also promised persecution and suffering difficulty for the Christ followers in John 16:33. "In this word you will have trouble." You can't just place the pleasant promise up on our wall and act surprised when suffering comes. He's letting us know we're going to have some good days, we're going to have some bad days. But are we going to stand on the promises of God, or are we going to throw in the towel? You know, we have to hold on to the second half of this verse because we know that we don't suffer alone. "But take heart, I have overcome the world." He letting us know, even with the trials and the tribulation you're going through, he have overcome the world. And right now, we're standing on the promises of God. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. No matter how bleak it is, no matter what's going on around us, we know we are to stand on the word of God. That's what it's going to bring us through, you all, is the word of God. You know, the utter aim of God's promise is to glorify himself. You know, be careful about demanding that God must do something for you. We can't just name it and claim it without worshiping the name that is above all names and desiring that he display his honor and glory. In Psalms 119 and 38 say, fulfill your promise to your servant so that ye may be feared. My. You know, some promises are conditional. God will do his part when we do ours. Often we see this in the use of, you know, keeping our promise. When we say, just like we make a vow, when we done made a vow to the Lord, and that song say, I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. But that mean when I make a vow to the Lord, I won't turn back. I got to hold up to the vow that I made to the Lord. I'm standing on the promise he have given me. If it took one day, took 5 years, took 3 months, I'm going to stand on what God said he going to do. He didn't tell me he was going to rush right in and hand it to me now. No, I'm going to go through some things before I get it. Am I going to be faithful for the promise, for the things that I've asked God for? Am I able to lead his people in the right way? You have to think about that, standing on the promises of God. You know, God has kept his promise so far, and he will until the end, so we can rely on him with full trust. That means you can trust in Jesus when you can't trust in nobody else. And he said, cast all your worries upon him, as he unconditionally and undoubtedly cares for you. He cares for us. No matter what we did, what we've said, we can go to him and repent, but he still loves us. He's still standing there with his outstretched arm to us because he don't want any of us lost. That's why he tells us, stand on the promises of God. No matter how long it takes, just stand there on the word of God. Don't mean you can't be doing something else, but he wants you to stand on the promises he have given to you. You don't have to worry about trying to take somebody else's promises. Just thank him for the promises he have given you and ordained you for, and that way you'll be able to go right on. You know, many Christians that are single standing on the promise are just sitting on the premises. How true that is. Many times in our Christian life, we decide to stay back and not fulfill what God would have us to do because we do not really believe that he is going to keep up his side of the bargain. I know for myself, I had to stand on the promises. I couldn't give up. When some things was coming up in my life, I had to stand on what the word of God said. If he said it, he meant it. And I was going with what he said. I wasn't going with what she said, they say, B say, and all that. No, no. What did God say? And once we stand flat-footed on the word of God, on what he say, we won't go wrong. You know, maybe it is true that we are Christians start taking God at his word. That means if God said it, you know, sometimes it's not us living a life of distrust. It's just that we have been through so much that we just can't take it anymore. When you're going through a tough time, just tell God about it. Don't hold it all inside you because that would just make things worse. Just let it out, whatever it is. That means standing on the promises of God. At this time, I'm going to play me a little song. We don't want to complain, but we want to stand on the word of God.
Yeah. complete, oh my. At the altar, your brokenness, he will meet.
Oh,
there's joy in knowing he's near.
So on this life journey,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think about at the altar, standing on the promises of God. Even at the altar, we can stand on what God is saying. Right now, a lot of our hearts is heavy with Yahweh School of the Prophet and Joy and Peace and other ministry. But we're going to stand on the promises of God. No matter which way the wind is blowing, we're going to stand flat-footed on what God has said. And that's what we got to do. We got to know the promises he has given to us. You know, when you think about it, when Christians start talking, taking God at his word, you know, when you really start taking God at what he said, you can stand on the promises. But if you're not taking God serious, you won't be able to stand on the promises he had promised you. You know, sometimes it's not us living a life of distrust. It's just that we have been through so much that we just can't take anymore. That's why I played that, take it to the altar. Let's just go to the altar and stand. Kneel. Give it to God. Let us stand on God's word, not our word, but what God says in his word. For every problem, there is a word in the Bible that God has given us that we can stand on. As I was going through the Bible, I was seeing all the different promises that God have. I have more different things on promises that God have given to us. But are we abiding by? Even this one. When I don't know what to do, Father, help me wait for my instruction, standing on the promises of God. And then when you go over to Psalms 27 and 14, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Then another one says, Heavenly Father, how grateful I am that I am not left alone to ponder in weakness. Strengthen me through the lifeline of prayer. You know, over in Psalms 138 and 7, it said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemy. That means you still standing. Promises of God. Then I had one say, help me to see the evidence of your presence, and to realize anew your promise to be with those who keep your commandment. And you go to 1 John 2 and 7, it says, the world passes away, but he that does the will of God abideth forever. We're talking about the different promises, standing on the promises of God. And they say, Father, what you have to say to us is vital. Help us to listen. Help us to hear. And over in John 8 and 12, it said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That means you still standing. No matter what you're going through, you standing on the promises of God. And though, you know, right now, we may be going through this, though they sow in tears, but shall reap in joy. You know, when we think about the seeds of suffering or sorrow flows into joy in each and every one of our lives, standing promises of God. I know today a lot of you all that's listening in the archives and those that came to the line, thank you so much for coming to the line to hear this broadcast today. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stand on the promises of God today. No, we don't know from moment to moment what may happen day to day. But if we standing and got a true relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yahshua, we're standing on the promises of God. The word of God say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which is passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mine through Christ Jesus. You find that in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And the word of God said, let him know what is troubling you. Ask him to help you. You know what's troubling you? Go to God. He the only one can solve that problem. He the only one can lift that bowed down head, that heart that's sad right now. Only God can do it. As you see, the aforementioned Bible verse peace that passes all understanding will come to us. But first you have to get God involved before he can help you. You got to go to God. And when you are going through trouble or other issues, remember the fact that God will never tempt us, but that does not mean that he will not allow the devil to tempt us. Most of the time, our own flesh comes along and tries to make a big mess out of our lives again. Tell God all about it and trust him to help you through the temptation. You know, there has no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, and ye may be able to stand and to bear it. And 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that's letting you know. He made a promise. You can stand on the promises he told you. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed, just keep standing and walking on the promises of God, and it will prevail. He not only promised us peace and times of trials, but also that we won't be tempted above what we are able to hear and bear. You know, some might say that is not true, that they were tempted, and no matter how much they fought, they still failed. However, the question is, did they fight it with their own power or with the power that we have through Jesus? Think about that. My. Remember that if you try to stand on the promises with whatever strength that you think you might have in yourself, then you will most certainly fall. The key is living through the temptation with the power that is in us through God. My. Standing on the promises of God. You know, sometimes there will be somebody that refused to admit to the fact that there is no real problem in our bodies. You know, it's a shame to see such people because they are being governed by pride. Here are some verses that talk about pride. I got these out the Word of God. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You'll find that in 1 Peter 5:5-7. We're talking about standing on the promises of God. You know, God has no reason to help a person that is too proud to ask for or even accept help. On the other hand, he might let even more trials and temptation come so that the proud person will realize what he is doing and turn his life over to God. You know, God resists the proud. You have to be humble, give him the praise, love that he deserves. It is then that his power will start working in us, and through him, it is then that we can truly say we are standing on the promises of God. Woo! You know, it is only when we give God total control over our lives that triumph Christians can live. Then again, it would not be us living, but the one that saved us will be living within us. That's standing on the promises of God. So today, I want to leave with you 6 little things on standing on the promises of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of life and eternal life, the resurrection, the forgiveness of sin, the presence of God, and the peace of God. When you think about the promises of God and all that he give to us, you can't help but stand on the promise. And don't forget our major words we was using today was promise, keeper, and plan. He have a plan for your life. And he's going to keep you if you want to be kept. And he have the Bible full, all type of promises that he have given to us. And then before I close the show, I'll give you another. The Lord shall preserve that going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh God, I want to begin this day you have given to me in worship and dependent on you. That means I'm standing. I'm not worried about yesterday. Today is a brand new day. I'm standing on the word of God today, on the promises that you have given to me. That is our show for today, standing on the promises of God. God is a promise keeper. Remember that. God knows everything. Remember that. God is not out to harm you for sure. Remember that when I give you. God wants to help you whatever you're going through. And God has plans for your life. Just think about it. All you do is go to him. He'll reveal everything to you. He will not keep nothing hidden because he is the keeper. He has the plan. You know, we have one blueprint, but God got another. So sometimes we have to get rid of the blueprint we put out for ourselves and go with the blueprint God has, because that's a sure blueprint. That one won't fail, but I was going to be turned upside down, topsy-turvy, and everything else. So remember today, no matter where you are in your walk of life, remember to stand on the promises of God. And until next week, you all be blessed. Love you. If I had the tentacle but an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed week. Bye-bye.